So very excited because we currently have Melbourne band Diamonds of Neptune in the studio to chat about the release of their new single, Open the Door. Matt, Alex, Scott, how are you guys going?
Awesome. Thank you.
So you guys obviously just released Open the Door on August 2nd and it's been received super well so far. How does that feel?
I think it feels good to for get some reviews and people have like seen it in a positive way, so, and to get some good feedback, and so I think it's had a few views on Spotify as well. So,
and the really exciting thing about this track Open the Door as well is that it is off a compilation album called Two by Tremorverse, which is a record label, and on this album we have other artists such as Bird, Snake, Pookie, Enford Jones, FL Smiley. Can you talk us through what it's like to be, I guess, heard alongside local artists like that and being part of this compilation album?
I guess it's pretty kind of, I kind of like to pinch yourself a bit. It's pretty cool, especially Enferman, 1200 Techniques back in the day. Mm. I hear he's like, was a beast in the studio and they recorded that song as well. And Pookie, obviously, like, she's up and coming and she's been making some noise in the scene. So, it's been an honour to be picked alongside those guys to, push force this compilation album.
Yeah, and we heard that there might be a launch happening for that album as well.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing alongside Bird Snake with Pookie and also Clear Tears. We're just doing a show at the venue at Box Hill where, where all of us go as students, a majority of us, and, that's what the album features, so majority of them are Box Hill students.
Cool, that sounds like a really cool representation of up-and-coming artists, so I'm very, very keen to check it out.
And as well as having huge success with your new single, Open the Door, you also had a lot of success with your self-titled EP, which was released in 2015. Yeah. And I have to admit, a personal favourite song from that EP is It Is What It Is. That's because I've been watching a lot of, like, British trashy TV and they love saying that. Is it related to that in any way?
The thing went through, there was this period, like, when we were writing the song, and I was saying It Is What It Is, like, a lot. And, we were just in our guitarist's garage one day. We just, like, came up with this, like, little cool jam. And we was like, oh, what are we going to call it? And I was just like, oh, It Is What It Is. And, just went from there.
I love it. That's the way most songs should start, I think. Like...
Yeah, I think it was the phrase that we were using most frequently at that point in time. We were just like, oh, let's just make a song with that title. Like, yeah,
I'm glad you asked. You said that. I'm all for bringing that song back. So maybe it'll have a rewrite on album two.
Yeah, okay. Always a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe now like the Spotify hits will just like soar because they've like heard it on here, and you never know.
Hopefully, feel free to check it out. Like it's a good song.
And another question I do have is, it was a self-titled EP. Why did you decide to make it self-titled?
The EP?
Yeah.
I don't think we could have, like, we couldn't really settle on a name for the EP. We're like, oh, yeah, like, it's easy way out. We don't have to think of a title because we haven't used self-titled yet. So, and I think, the album they're going to be releasing soon, that's probably going to be self-titled as well, just because we can get away with it, because we're having troubles settling on an actual, like, name for the album. So... Yeah.
Well, even if you can't come up with a name, you've still had massive success from this EP, and it even led to a residency at the Evelyn Hotel back in 2015. What was it like having that spot?
It's great. We love the Ev. It's my favourite place to play. It's just a nice big stage, great venue, great staff. It was an honour to do a residency there. We've done a couple since then as well. It's always been a good time when we play there.
Are you guys, like, were you exhausted from it, or?
I think so. Like, I remember that one was, like, I think there was, like, 5 Wednesdays in that month. So, yeah, by the end of it, was a bit tiring, but all worth it for sure.
Well, you guys did take some time out between your residency until now to write some new music. Do you think that time off paid off for you?
Yes and no. I mean, some of us boys are getting a bit older now, so, jobs and stuff have become more of a priority. But yeah, I think it's been good to have time to, I guess, make our first album. Taking the pressure off means that we can release it in our own time. So
yeah, and I think like when we took a break, we really like worked on our songs that we wanted to put on the album, sort of refined our sound a bit more. So yeah, it was good to have a bit of time away.
Yeah, and it's great to talk about like how hardworking you've been, and you have been on the scene for a while now. But pretty funnily, apparently, like amongst you bandmates, you don't have each other's phone numbers.
No, I don't have Alex's number.
Yeah, we talked about this before. How long have you been in the band, Scott?
2 years and two and a half.
Maybe three.
Is it that long?
But yeah, me and Scott don't have each other's phone numbers.
Nah.
Still best mates.
I just call him on Messenger.
Yeah, it's the way.
It's easier.
They just ask another band member and then they get angry and you're like, why am I calling someone else for you? It's like, I'm not your mom or dad. It's like...
Well, what happens if, like, you know, there's no Wi-Fi and, like, you can't use the Facebook call option?
It just hasn't come
well,
up.
Like, out of, like, the lack of the hotspot here. You're, exactly. I had to go grab him out the front of RMIT, turn my phone back on, find some reception.
I'm getting reception now on Vodafone.
Oh, okay. I'm on Telstra. You know, there's something going wrong there.
Yeah, I'm surprised Vodafone has bars.
Wow.
Yeah, never happens.
We're getting to the deep stories. Yeah. But guys, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're so, so welcome. Always an honour to have local talent coming live into the studio to chat with us. And so Open the Door is out now, and then it's off the compilation album 2 from Tremorverse Records, which will be dropping later in the year.
Yeah, later in the year. That's what I've been told. So
yeah,
I think
they're
going to be doing it. There's going to be another single dropping. So and I've been told the artist is the song is Hush Hush at the moment. So
ooh,
yeah, we'll see what it is. Yeah.
Well, keep your ears and eyes peeled.
Yep, and if you want to keep in contact with the boys, you can follow them on Insta at Diamonds of Neptune. But let's jump into Open the Door right now. You're on The Hoist with Danny and Sass. Thanks once again, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.